Pentecost Tuesday, C. First posted May 25th, 2010. Proverbs 8:22-31 Divine Wisdom. Paraphrase. Divine wisdom was the first of God's acts of creation, the first born Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:15-16. John 1:1-3:14. He was established before the beginning of this world. He was brought forth before the depths and springs of water, before the dry land, the fields and the dust of earth. Divine wisdom was present when the heavens were established, and God circumscribed the deeps, the limits of the seas, so that the waters might not exceed his command. When the foundation of the earth was established, divine wisdom was beside him, a master craftsman, his daily delight, and a constant source of rejoicing in the inhabited world and in the sons of men. Commentary. Divine wisdom is unlike worldly human wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1:17-30. Divine wisdom is eternal and unchanging, whereas human wisdom is not. The controversy over the number of planets in our solar system is a recent example of the changing nature of human wisdom. Jesus is the fulfillment, embodiment and example of divine wisdom. The Word of God, John 1:5-14. Jesus was designed into creation from the very beginning. We have all been born physically alive, but spiritually unborn. We are all eternal beings in temporal bodies. God's purpose for creation has always been to establish an eternal kingdom of his people who willingly choose to trust and obey God. This is only possible through faith, obedient trust in Jesus Christ. This lifetime is our only opportunity to seek and find fellowship with God, our Creator, and our only opportunity to be spiritually born again. John 3:3-5-8 to spiritual eternal life. We have all sinned and fall short of God's righteousness, doing what is good, right and true, according to God's word. Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. Jesus is the only way to be forgiven of sin, disobedience of God's word, restored to fellowship with God, which was broken by sin, to be born again to eternal life by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives. John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus. John 14:15-17. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life. 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9b, 1:1-15-16. It is impossible to be born again and not know it with absolute certainty, for oneself. Acts 1:9-2. There is a day of judgment coming. Christ has promised to return at the end of the age of salvation. He is the righteous judge, because he has lived in this world in human flesh and been tempted in every way, just as we are, but without sin. Hebrews 4:15. He will return to judge the living, quickened, and dead in both physical and spiritual senses. 1 Peter 4:5. John 5:28-29. Matthew 25:31-46. We will all face the throne of judgment, either at the day of Jesus' second coming or at the moment of our physical death. No one knows whether we will live to see tomorrow. Today is the only day we can be certain of. Today is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2. At the day of judgment, our eternal destiny will be fixed and unalterable. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 1:9-2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13. Ephesians 1:13-14.